We are under siege, part 8. If we want to continue to enjoy the beautiful hues of our native trees until eternity comes upon us, then we all of us, need to be watchful for the problem before it becomes so large that our trees are doomed. We need to educate ourselves on what to look for and what to do when we might come upon a potential problem. Our officials know what to do. They just need all of us to be their eyes on the ground, looking up and amongst the branches. We're told that we have a population of just under 5 million people. Well, that's a lot of pairs of eyes keeping on the alert for a possible invasion. Danger zones known to our officials are in the following areas of our country: the Canterbury Plains here in our South Island, Hawke's Bay, the Bay of Plenty, and Northland areas are susceptible in the North Island. Even Auckland itself lends itself to suitable conditions for quickly spreading growing conditions for the disease, more especially in the summer weather. Myrtle Rust is only 1,000 kilometres away now. Given the size of the world, that isn't much. Given the tornadoes and hurricanes that seem to be occurring increasingly more intense in our region, who's to say how just one tiny microscopic juvenile spore that you can't even see decides to take a ride on the wings of the winds and go on an adventure. There has been much ado recently in the papers and no doubt on television, warning we the public about what to expect. Take the news and warnings as a wake-up New Zealanders call. Research is now fast underway in the mode of being prepared. Our officials are hoping that some type of species can be grown from a petri dish that have built-in resistance. That is the end of part 8.